Occupy Wall Street has yet to change the way we distribute wealth in this country, but it's already changed the way we think about the word occupy.
The Occupy traffic people have not got there yet, have
not
they?
Yet. No, they
the
haven't.
Pips is going to occupy the whole thing. They're just going to come there and occupy the whole night.
Occupy golf course?
We should also occupy Sesame
they're
Street.
They're going to occupy their humanity.
Ben Zimmer is executive producer of the Visual Thesaurus and Vocabulary.com and former On Language columnist for the New York Times Magazine. He's been tracking the shifting meaning and usage of occupy. Ben, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Brooke.
So you refer to the talismanic power of the word, not in a political sense, but a linguistic one.
That's right. It is this extremely useful word for the movement because as it spread to other cities, it can very easily just work as a kind of a template. Occupy blank. Occupy the name of your town here.
It's also changed in how it's used.
Occupy is an old word. It's been in the English language since the 14th century. It's almost always been used as a transitive verb. That's a verb that takes an object. So you occupy a place or a space. But then it became used as a rallying cry without an object, just to mean to take part in what are now called the Occupy protests. It's being used as a modifier, Occupy protest, Occupy movement. So it's this very flexible word now that's filling many grammatical slots in the language.
Have you tracked the way that the word has been played for laughs? After a long day of protesting, sometimes folks talk about how it's time to occupy my bed. And then there's this from earlier this week in Zuccotti Park. Here's a guy who's using the human microphone to make a statement to his girlfriend.
I brought you down here in front of all these people
to give you something you've deserved for a long time.
To give you something you've deserved for a long time.
So, Deb, will you occupy my life?
Will you occupy my life?
Yes!
Oh, that's cute. I mean, it's a sign of the way that people are making this word, occupy, their own.
Let's go back to the beginning. You wrote that the earliest evidence in the Oxford English Dictionary for this sense of occupy, to gain access and remain in without authority as a form of protest, derived from 1920 Italian protests.
It's rare that we can pinpoint a new sense of a word so closely, but what we find is that there were these protests happening in Italy, mass protests against factory conditions. So the factory workers occupied the factories, shut them down, and just stayed there for their protest demands to be met. And so it was in the English language coverage of that strike that we get the word occupy and occupation used specifically to refer to protests.
You've got military occupations in Haiti. You've got the Soviet occupation of much of the Eastern Bloc. Didn't the protesters consider that it might be dangerous to use a word that's been aligned with imperialism?
It's true. It is charged with many political meanings. But because it is so flexible, it can take on different meanings and it can be used in so many different contexts. Those are all marks of the success of a linguistic pattern because it's so endlessly adaptable.
I'll say, because if you scroll down, I mean way down the Oxford English Dictionary definition of occupy, and you get to the eighth one, it's a transitive verb that means to have sexual intercourse or relations with.
That's right. That's part of the checkered past of the word occupy. Back in the 17th or 18th century, you wouldn't want to use that word because it had this naughty meaning to it. That meaning faded away and the old meanings came back, and so it's not seen as this taboo word anymore. But it just goes to show how one single word can encompass so much in its history.
You have a lot of different hats, one of which is being in charge of the American Dialect Society?
Well, just in charge of the New Words Committee of the American Dialect Society. It's a scholarly group, and one of the things that we do is we select a word of the year every year. So, for instance, last year we selected app, APP. The year before that was another techie word, tweet. And I think that occupy is coming on strong as a definite front runner, and we'll see by the end of the year if it really shows that staying power, as I think it will.
What's the competition?
Remember when Charlie Sheen was a big deal and everyone was talking about winning? back in that brief moment at the beginning of 2011, we might have thought that winning would be a winning word. It could be something related to the economy. One word that has come up quite a bit is downgrade. The U.S. debt rating was downgraded by Standard & Poor's, and when that happened, that idea of downgrading sort of took off as a kind of a metaphorical idea of what's happened to our country.
You guys are so fickle. Ben, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ben Zimmer is executive producer of the Visual Thesaurus and Vocabulary.com.